Sydney gets a lot of love for its incredible harbour views, but our city is actually home to some incredible 20th century architecture that both tourists and people who live here often overlook. Now, to try and get people a bit more excited about it, City of Sydney's got some self-guided walking tours, all based around some great culture walk apps. Joining me on the phone to talk a little bit more about it is TVCR's favourite councillor, Jess Scully. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. Now, look, it's a funny thing to think about because we do tend to look at the natural beauty of Sydney. We often always talk about the harbour and even the rivers that we've got. But our architecture is quite remarkable when we're looking at the 20th century.
Yeah, there are some really remarkable architectural landmarks that sometimes we can miss. And I think, you know, one of the things, unfortunately, that we have in Sydney is a little bit of a short memory when it comes to, you know, the history of some of our icons or buildings that were incredibly controversial in their day and now are just kind of seen as part of the wallpaper. So I really enjoyed exploring this and getting to know the backstory on some of this stuff.
Well, tell me about the culture walk idea, getting people out and self-exploring.
Yeah, I think it's kind of much more in tune with the way that we'd want to do a tour these days. You know, I'm the kind of person that really loves geeking out about stuff. You know, there's some of my favourite Facebook groups are groups like Lost Sydney, for example, where people share images of this city and fill in their own personal stories. And I think the Sydney Culture Walks app sort of allows you to do that just, you know, on your lunch break or as you happen to be heading down to Circular Quay or through Martin Place or visiting Redfern or Newtown and get a sense of the social struggles, the communities, the architecture and the history of that place as well.
I'm fascinated by the idea of taking a tourist mindset to your own city because it's really hard to do.
Yeah, but, you know, but then it's very rewarding as well. It's like, you know, all those times when you make time and go down to the Botanic Gardens and go, whoa, hang on, I live in this spectacular place. Or when you go to a festival in your own hometown and you go, hang on, I'm looking at this place with fresh eyes. And that's what I think this app does.
Look, I'm a massive fan of just catching a train to Milsons Point and walking back across the bridge, even if I don't have to.
Yeah, that's a pretty amazing walk as well.
All right, but tell me some of your favourite buildings in the area. I mean, we were off air talking about your love of brutalism.
Yeah, you know what? After studying at UTS and maybe being less than in love with brutalism, you know, 15 years ago, I probably didn't know why we had so much Pebblecrete. But it's grown on me, and I think studying there and then also traveling around the world, and you go to places like the Barbican, you go and see you know, these other landmarks elsewhere in the world, and you start to appreciate the beauty of this architectural form, which started in the 50s and was kind of big in the 60s and then the 70s. And then when you learn a bit about the philosophy behind it, which really was about social inclusion and architecture for public good and in service of ordinary people, and particularly people who don't have that much, whereas I think we normally associate architecture with the extremely wealthy. And brutalism was really a way of bringing these design principles of accessibility and universal access to public buildings and to architecture. And so my tastes on brutalism have matured over time in exposure. And now, you know, I realise that some of my favourite buildings in the world are actually brutalist buildings.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, look, the UTS Tower is a great example because it's been denigrated and then slowly we're starting to realise that it's actually got a lot of architectural importance. And I think that's what we tend to forget, is that architecture comes in and out of fashion, but you can always look back from a historical perspective and see why it was so essential for that period.
Exactly. And I mean, that's the thing about architecture as well, because there's such big investments of resources. You know, sometimes we need to live with the things that make us a little bit uncomfortable, and we can refresh them and redesign them and add new elements and bring them up to date. But sometimes it's really helpful to leave some of these elements in place in the fabric of our cities to remind us of the social history of that time and the sorts of spirits that inspired those buildings, and also hear about the struggles to build them or to knock them down or whatever the struggles were. So there, for example, the MLC Centre at Martin Place, which is just absolutely one of my favourite buildings in Sydney. It's designed by Harry Seidler. It's it's a spectacular thing. You know, a lot of people would recognize the mushroom, mm-hmm. And then the big hexagonal tower. And I love that building. But then recently, you know, I learned that actually a really extraordinary building, the Australia Hotel, was knocked over to build that, and also one of the most vibrant streets in Sydney as well, which was this street was kind of like the nightlife seedy district of Sydney as well, which was just behind it. And, you know, you hear about things like there was this architectural staircase made of black glass in that hotel, and it was all really Art Deco and spectacular, and you know, the vibrant social life of that street, and you have to think about the kind of layers of history and use that are layered over this city, and sometimes that can be invisible to us unless we have a tool like this to go looking for it.
It sounds like Sydney Culture Walk app is almost a behind the scenes look at the city that we already live in.
Yeah, that's a really good way of describing it.
I love it. Where can people find it?
It's free.
So
it's on the App Store or on the Play Store, and it's called the Sydney Culture Walks app. And I've loved it. There's this really, really fantastic tour of Redfern as well, which really helps you get a sense of the struggles there around self-determination and land rights. And that one is one that I would absolutely recommend as well. It's called Barani, and it's about an hour, 2 hours. You walk about 3 kilometres, but you see some incredible places and hopefully get a better sense of the communities in our city.
Jess Kelly, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for chatting to Breakfast.
Thanks, Nick.
That was Jess, City of Sydney's brand new councillor, public art consultant. There's not much she doesn't do. Talking about the incredible Culture Walk app, getting you out and about in your own city, looking at it from a completely new perspective.